Hey, we live. We live.
What's up? It's 9 o'clock and we live.
Yeah.
Folks, Frelinghart Subprime here. I'm here with my friend. That's right. We're here with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. Tonight, we have an amazing show for you. Oh, my God. We have somebody here that's a special guest all the way from the other side of the world on a whole other it's so far on the other side of the world that it's different weather there. It is a different season currently, folks. It's a different day. That's how far away he is, but he is here. I'm excited to have him. It is. It truly is. And that's what's so crazy about it, but so amazing at the same time. I'm excited, folks. Tonight, the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, Late Brew, we are going to get down and we're going to learn some stuff about digital marketing. Folks, get ready for it. It's all around the world. This stuff is not just here. It's everywhere. Let's get it going.
We are crossing continents to have a cup of coffee and a conversation. Let's brew, everybody. Car Guys.
Woo!
You're going to need to see that again or what it's going to take for you to get jazzed up and ready to brew some solutions tonight. But we are really, really crazy excited and caffeinated to have this conversation. So I'm not going to take too long. I bet you can't imagine. But Car Guys and Car Gals, we are welcoming in an incredible digital marketing master that is a true blue Car Guy coffee approved solutionary is in here to brew solutions with us tonight. Car Guys and Car Gals, make welcome Michael Dooley.
Hi, guys.
What's going on,
man? Welcome.
Thank you. It's been on the to-do list for a long time. Glad our schedules could finally get aligned.
Folks, if you guys haven't noticed, he has an accent, and it's slightly different than ours.
Just a hair, man.
You know,
just a little bit.
I love the accent. It's actually probably my most favorite accent in the whole world. It really is. You know, next to the Korean, I'm half Korean, so next to the Korean accent, right? So, there's nothing better than a Korean Australian. I'll tell you,
that's right.
I've met a few, and they're really amazing people too. So that being said, I'm excited to have you. Michael Dooley comes from Australia. Where exactly in Australia are you from, Michael?
New South Wales, so in between where I actually live, it's between Sydney and Canberra, pretty much exact fair in between the two. So yeah, rural Australia.
Beautiful. Wow. Australia. You're very blessed. You're very lucky to be in a place like that. You know, I know that the whole world went through what everybody went through over the last 7-8 months, that whole COVID-19. You know, I'm sure it affected you guys down there just like it did us. But I'm happy to see that you're healthy, your family's healthy. You know, I know that you went through some stuff this morning, but non-COVID related. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that everything is going great. And obviously, I see your business, man. It's doing really well. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, how you got there. So, folks, welcome. Michael Dooley, all the way from New South Wales. Folks, how cool is that to even say? You know, to you, that's normal. For us here in America, it's a little bit different. You know, we think of ourselves as like the greatest country in the world, but you know, I'm proud to be an American, but I'm also very proud of the world. I'm very proud of countries, to see countries doing what they're doing, like in Australia. The auto business down there is wonderful, and you're doing some big things. You're making a big splash there, and you're doing it very fast. What we would call fast trackers.
Fast trackers.
So we really like that, and I'm excited to have you here. And you've been doing it for a long time. I mean, this whole car game. I've seen your resume. I know what you do, man. And I'm real excited to have you here because your experience is second to none. And it's somewhere else, so people can hear what you're doing. It's not just local. You can do it all over the world if you just use this power that we have of digital marketing. So we're excited. Let's get this thing rolling.
Crazy, man. Caffeinated, excited. But Car Guys and Car Gals, we know we got to do what it is that we got to do to go ahead and get this Keep Growing formula rocking. And that's to Forgive, Focus, Fly.
You know it,
so
man.
All the way across the continents, across the oceans, we are going to Michael Dooley, and we are going to Forgive, Focus, and Fly together. Go ahead and put the hands on the shoulders, Michael, and get ready to Forgive, Focus, Fly on three, Car Guys and Car Gals. We're doing this all the way down in Australia.
Yes.
We are making connections like
crazy.
Awesome. Solutionaries rise on three, Forgive, Focus, Fly. 1, 2, 3, Forgive. Yeah. Focus, fly, and keep growing. Keep growing. Yes.
You are not all in it, man. Now you're ready to get some of this brew that we're trying to spill over, man. And we're excited to get your information.
Cheers.
We just forked blue all the way on the other side of the country.
Forgive, focus,
fly just happened.
Wow.
The world, I mean. So, No, that's really nice, man. And we appreciate you for jumping in with us on that. That's a lot of fun for us. Every one of our guests, that we have them do that because it's really big. And this whole forgive, focus, fly is, it's a mantra of ours that we use because you can't go forward without forgiving everything of the past. Let it go. Get it off your shoulders because it doesn't matter. It's all about what you're doing now and how much you're trying to be passionate right now and into the future so you can focus on that and start flying and doing all the things that like you're doing right now. So that's really important for us, and we think that it's key, so key. So, man. Thank you. So, five questions are coming up to you. This is our five-liner. I know we don't have a lot of time, so we're going to make this five-liner happen. These are five questions I ask all my guests, Michael. And do you go by Michael or Mike?
Michael, yeah.
I would go by Michael, too. I like that. So,
yeah.
I have an uncle named Michael, so it's and he's actually my favorite uncle, taught me to drive and everything. Great guy. So,
oh, must be the name.
Yeah, it is, you know. So, that being said, five questions I ask. The first one's always the same. It's your purpose. It's your why. It's your motivation. What drives you every single day, Michael, to get up and do your thing?
To create a legacy and freedom for my family.
Love it.
Pretty easy. You know,
yeah, easy one.
What about leaving a legacy is so like important to you? And you know, obviously I know why, but obviously sometimes people need to hear this. What motivates you to make a legacy?
Okay. Without going right into specifics, I have two kids, at the moment. One's nearly 9 and, one's just 9 months, two boys. My 9-year-old has, special needs to the point where it might affect what he can do in the future in terms of working and that sort of thing. So I know that I'm skilled enough. I'm self-aware enough that I know I'm skilled enough to, create something and create something great to the point where it can probably outlast myself and create something that will roll onto the future. So I want to make sure that down the future, if ever he wants to get something or if ever he needs procedures done or, you know, even after I'm gone in life and he's still there, I need to know that he's looked after and he's okay. So that's my main focus in terms of that side of it for me and both my kids and family. But that's been my main focus, is to make sure that the younger generation will be okay from something that I know that I can build. I'm self-aware enough to know that I can do that.
I love it. And you will. When you have that belief in yourself, and that's something that a lot of people are missing a little bit. And sometimes it takes them years to get that belief in them, you know.
Yeah.
Decades, maybe till the very last drop of life, they finally have that, okay, I should have done this, you know, that realization. But you're doing it now, and you're doing it for good reasons. You have a legacy you want to leave. Your children, you want to pour all your knowledge into them. You want to make sure that they live a better, easier life than you ever could and exponentially do more than you ever could, right? And leaving that lasting thing for that generation, I love it, man. And that's a great purpose to have. You know, we talk about legacy a whole lot on our show, and you fit right into that little mold of it. And I think that's wonderful because I have noticed people who are successful are driven very similarly. They have very similar motivations that drive them. And I think people should take note of this. People should take note of things that are great. There's a reason. You can't just say, oh, I just want it just because. You know,
I think it's just a deep purpose that somebody has, and it's not wanting, but it's more of a need, and that just creates a whole new, you know, a whole new beast within inside you to make something happen.
No doubt about it, and that's great. So we are you're exactly where I was hoping we were going to go. You're exactly the kind of person we want on the show. You sound very solutionary to me.
Yes, he's definitely
right. You know what I mean?
So scent on
it's nice. You know
what I mean? I can smell it all the way over here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so incredible.
We have a lot of people jumping in. Before we get to the next question, I just want to say, you know, tell them thanks for coming in. We got
Speaking of solutionaries. Rattle off the names.
We got Kendrick Robinson. Kendrick Robinson says hello to us, everyone. Good Thursday night. Yes, thank you for coming in. We got Joe Turner. Thank you, Big Joe, for showing up tonight. Michael Charles Higgins. What's up, brother? Charles Higgins, this is another one of those great people. You got Joe Turner saying, you boys looking sharp. Yes, we all got little jackets on tonight, don't we? Look at you.
Yeah.
I love it.
Brother.
Charles Higgins. Michael Larkin says, I'm multitasking. Is it Friday there? Is it Friday there? He's asking.
Midday Friday,
folks. Right. That's what's so beautiful about that. Yes. So we're having some people come in. Any questions yet? Let's see. Michael Landis. He says it's a great name. Yes. Driven to prepare the next generation. Frank Eckert. And then Joseph Perez says, "They guys." Or maybe it says, hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hello. What's up, Joseph? So let's get back to it, folks. I appreciate you for coming in.
So there's, of course, we only have so much time, and inside of any five-liner, we want to get to the meat of the deal, right? And we want to go ahead and get with Michael Dooley and understand what is it that is going to be beneficial. What is the car guy-ism about this solutionary that is helping dealers get leads? What brought you to the car business, and why do car guys and car gals need to listen to what you tell them? Especially all the way in Australia, right? We have a hard enough time listening to people in our 20 group. You know what I mean? Why do they got to listen to the guy all the way down there?
Well, my story. So I played competitive field hockey for years to the point where, you know, I was playing in nationals and playing overseas in Europe professionally and so on. And then I hurt my back, so it sort of put on hold everything that I was sort of chasing and, you know, wanting to make Olympics. Not that I don't know if I would have ever got there, but, you know, it was always sort of something I was striving for. So I came home, back to rural Australia, and I needed work. And somebody that I knew actually ran a car dealership here, and he was very big on hiring sports people if he could, and there's a couple of reasons for that as well, and I've probably adapted a bit of that when I did a bit of recruiting. But he knew that I had a big family locally. Dad was one of 7, 8, and then one of them had 13 kids, and everybody lives locally. So in a town of 30,000 people, I probably, you know, was related to 20,000 of them. So I could see that they wanted to leverage that, and so I started out as a trainee at the age of 18, 19, and then the dealership that I was working for went into receivership and had to close. But everybody sort of knew except for me, and so I was the new guy. I'd been there 6 months as a trainee, and everybody jumped ship. I came into work one day, and literally I was the only one there, and yeah, I was looking around. I didn't know what was happening, and the accountant met me at the door, and he said, "Oh, Michael," he said, "yeah. Okay, so here's the keys. Here's the keyboard. I'll be here this afternoon to pick it up. Is there anything you need from me?" And I'm like, "Yeah, what's happening?" So literally every day for a couple of weeks, they came and they'd pick the keys up in the afternoon. They'd pick up all the keys for the motor vehicles as well. And then I'd drop them off in the morning. I'd unlock. But the good thing was is that because I was there, we didn't really sell too much, but they actually looked after me with a stronger retainer. So I thought, well, I'll just stay and see what happens. And then the dealership got bought, and I got poached by the biggest dealership group in the region. So started out as a salesperson there, and then by the age of 22, I found myself in after a few good results and. I changed the way people would buy cars to a sense. I found myself in a general sales manager's role at the age of 22. And then by the age of 26, GM. And then stayed with that dealership. And then it was sold a few years after that, in which case I went back to the previous owner to open up their Maserati dealership for them. And run the Maserati dealership, Maserati and Prestige pre-owned. So we got that up and running, stayed with that for 12 months. And on the side, through the last couple or the years or two before that, a lot of businesses, especially locally, were noticing what we were doing online in terms of a dealership. So we were a rural dealership, but we were playing against the big boys in the big city. And like our suppliers and that sort of thing was asking us how to get, like, what we were doing and how to get results, to the point that they then started wanting to pay me for the consultation. So here I was running a dealership, but then on the side, I was slowly building this consultation business, helping other businesses out. And all of a sudden I realized that, hey, I'm earning six figures as a side business working sort of a few hours a week. I should be focusing on this. So I put a plan together with the employers and the dealership owners and said, look, this is what I want to do. Can we transition me out of the management role? And I want to do this full time. And And I put a figure out there of what I need to earn as the side business. So I really pushed hard. And within 2 months, I got to that figure, which I thought it was going to be sort of 6 to 12. And went full-time doing my own business 14 months ago. And I was sort of a little bit, after 13 years of in the car industry, I sort of wanted a break. I didn't try and get any car dealerships as clients. I was working with real estate agents, finance brokers, builders, just a normal sort of businesses around and helping them out with their online presence and getting them leads and so on. And then all of a sudden down here in Australia, the bushfires hit and everything sort of shut down this time last year. And then straight away, COVID hit, like literally a couple of weeks. So our economy down here has been sort of gone for 12 months now. But then COVID hit and then the phone started ringing and it was people that were old connections in the car industry and they were seeing some things that I was doing and one thing led to another and all of a sudden the Social Media Marketing Institute reached out to me and wanted to hear about what I'm doing and then all of a sudden they wanted a little bit more about results and that I had to send through some proof about what I was doing and nominated for a few finalist awards through the Social Media Marketing Institute for Australia and New Zealand. Best small marketing agency in Australia and New Zealand. Emerging marketer of the year. Best use of Facebook.
Wow.
And officially the fastest growing automotive other businesses that might not actually know what I do.
That is so true. And that's so...
Wow. What a great story.
What's happening with so many dealers right now and so many other vendors that have sowed seeds with dealers in the past and that said, hey, these are the things that you're going to probably need in the future or these are the things you might want to start thinking about. And then this crisis hits and everybody's now trying to, what is the solution? Which way do we go? And some people are actually seeking out the answers, and a lot of times it's whoever left that true, genuine flavor in their cup saying, I am really here to help you, and my product is actually something that will produce what you're trying to get. You know what I mean? Yep. We're in such a we-need-to-have-what-we-want-right-now culture worldwide that a car dealer is no different. You know, a car dealer is, if anything, the epitome of it because we're the ones that service that commodity to people that hold us to these crazy high standards, you know, and you're a car guy that's doing it. It makes it so incredible to hear that story.
No, the story's great. You know, and I agree. And Luce, what he's saying, I know he means that. And what's great about that is that we are literally on the other side of the world, two different days, different seasons, the whole nine, right? Yet the car business is good. But what's beautiful for you and why
I want to know about the future. It's good.
I agree. There's no doubt about it. It's all mindset, right? And you're on that right mindset. And the reason why I wanted to invite you to the show is because I believe that what you're doing down there is beautiful. And I think that you need to, it's because of social media, because of how the internet works, we can get you all over the world together, right? People need to hear about what you're doing. You're growing fast, not because you're putting out a bad product, not because you're not making solutions for your clients. You're actually bringing major solutions for your clients. You're actually helping them get to the next level. I mean, I read reviews on you. I've done it all. I did the research before I had you on the show. I had to make sure that I had somebody that I've never heard of on the other side of the world. What is he about? So I did. And I know that you have a lot of clients that love you. And that's huge. Mm-hmm. I know that what you're doing is super passionate. I remember having a conversation where you said to me, the best part about it is what I'm able to do for my clients, the actual results of what they're getting to me is what's the most exciting part about this. That's everything you need to hear from anybody who's helping you, who's a servant that's going to help you try to get what you need and what you do, and you do it wonderfully. And you're just starting, buddy, and you're just getting this thing going. And I know that now that you got the ball going, it's easy to keep momentum, and that momentum is just going to build up to a huge snowball that's going to be beautiful for you. So we need to have you on the show because you need to be on the show because this is huge for everyone who's listening right now. Understand that he can help you. So if you need help, reach out to him. And I'm that's enough about that. I'm going to keep going. We're talking about this more. But, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I really am excited. I'm excited about your business. I'm excited about you. You're a good person.
Yeah.
You truly are. You have – you're doing exactly what people who have the ability to – because you have an ability to help, all right? So what that means is that you have a gift. Not everybody has the ability to help. Other people, they even if they could, they just don't know how to help.
Yeah.
Or if they know how to help, they don't have anything to help with, right?
Yeah.
You have that gift of being, you have something that's going to help and you can help. So I'm excited that's going down. So my third question for you is, when it comes to what you're doing right now, what is the one thing when you're looking for a client, what makes you say, this is the type of client I need to do? What would be missing from them? What, you know, or maybe something that you know you can help, or who's your ideal client?
So at the moment, it's probably the, obviously we work with a number of industries, but car dealerships is definitely, who we really try and help out and focus on. And it's really on the back of that. I know the business so well that through a long time, I had so many pains that I was trying to change things or get things done, and dealership owners couldn't necessarily see a new way of doing things. But then once they do and they see results that other dealerships get, they want to jump on the bandwagon. And I think that's where we can help, is that we've put together a couple of processes. We've actually trademarked two of our processes that work side by side that get our clients results. So the Pinnacle Lead Gen Blueprint and Unique Authority Positioning. So hand in hand, both of those position the business as the authority within your niche in your industry. And then the other one just basically fills up your emails full of leads. So many, not just here in Australia, but even in America, so many, and Europe as well, but so many third-party sites charge so much for listing. Like here in Australia, carsales.com, you have to pay thousands of dollars a month for just being a subscriber to have a business on there. But then you have, per lead that comes in, you have to then pay $50 to just look at the lead. And that's the main place that, you know, all dealerships advertise on. And I thought they're getting rich off the back of, you know, somebody trawling on the internet, and they're sending out 20 or 30 leads, and it's a race to the bottom price-wise for the dealer. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to, one, create the experience where dealers weren't necessarily racing to the bottom and it was just, you know, no emotion in the buying. I wanted people to be able to come in, feel what the dealership was all about, who they were dealing with, and then basically from there on, you know, get quality leads. Hmm. So by putting those two processes in place, we've been able to, you know, streamline it because we've got a clear roadmap to get our clients' results. And in regards to our ideal client, it's, you know, it's those dealerships that are paying too much through a third party or that are struggling to really get traction through their social media and not necessarily using it correctly.
This is so good. Car guys, car gals, and those of you that are trying to find an edge on finding success inside of your social media game, make sure that you rewind, listen again to this piece. I want to make sure that you get the value out of this that's being dropped, because there is so much value here right now. Folks, there is a paradigm shift that's occurring inside of the marketing world. Car guys are becoming marketers. Marketers are no longer the only ones that know how to market. The car guys have figured a few things out. And social media has amplified the capability for you to get a message to a customer. Marketing has always been designed to get the attention of the customer for one purpose and one purpose alone. It wasn't always to be the cheapest price. It wasn't for that. It was to get the engagement of the customer. What's going to make them pick up the phone and talk to me? What's going to make them click the button and give me the information? What's going to make them start the conversation with me? What's going to make me win? Is it my balloons as high as I can get them in the air? Or is it the marketing piece that I put in front of them? What is it that's going to get the attention? How am I going to stand out? In social media now, you need to stand out inside of this small little area. You need to show up right here. And you need to get the customer engaged. Now customers are trained to engage. And once they get that engagement, once you get to pluck them out of the soil that they're brewing their desire to buy something in, once you can go ahead and start that talk, that's it. You got them. You know, what your process has to be airtight at that point to be able to capture them, because it's easy to go to the next. It's easy to scroll left, scroll right, yep. up, down, whichever way they want to go, right? And you are helping dealers, one, understand that, that, hey, you want to engage somebody, you can do it way cheaper than what you were doing before, and it's way more effective, and it's way more streamlined, right? And right now, I'm just very passionate about teaching that to salespeople individually also to say, hey, you don't have to wait for yeah. the owner to complete your marketing plan. This is your business, too. Yep. You know what I mean? Engage with it.
Create lifetime clients rather than one-time customers through it. And that's the whole idea is not necessarily think about when you go into a new month, let's just say you want to get 50 sales. It's not necessarily thinking about where the 50 is coming from, but it's knowing that over the last 4-5 years that you've sold 30, 40 repeat customers that are going to come in, so then you've just got to build on it. So it's nurturing your previous clients as well, but it's yeah. also nurturing the people that are out there looking at buying in the next 6 to 18 months. And they're starting to think about it now. Dealers at the moment are so focused on trying to get right now results and not thinking ahead and nurturing those people throughout the
yes. process. Big picture. Right.
Big picture.
And you're right. A lot of people are all about self, like instant gratification. They don't understand the end game, right? The long game. I should say end game because there is no end game. It's a long game. You know, yeah. the thing about the car business, if you want to make, it's not about making it a job. It's a career. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to make sure that you're running a marathon, not a sprint, right? So
yeah.
you're going to do your little surges in there, but you're going to make sure that you keep pace where you don't lose that energy, that momentum by nurturing your current clients, your past clients, but most importantly, the future clients.
Exactly.
Which are changing, and their ideas of the way they want to buy cars is completely different. And it's not just because of the way the world turned in the last 7 to 8 months. It's because people are becoming more convenient or more exposed to being able to do stuff by their finger, by voice, yes. by all that. So you have to be able to be creative. You have to be able to show yourself off, use these social media things. So
I mean, is it on you now, the question?
Yeah. All right. I'll say I actually have one, but you go ahead and drop it.
So there is these tools that we're having. And since we're talking about making sure that dealers know that they can hire you, they can show you, give you access to them, let you show them the ropes and get things handled. But salespeople can also learn a lot of these techniques, a lot of these tools are so accessible for any car guy. To reach out and start to utilize. Why is it so important, do you believe, that somebody that is trying to establish themselves pays attention to finding the best tools that are going to help them promote their brand?
I think for a long time that, and this is worldwide, that the automotive industry, and I say this nearly every day, that the automotive industry has probably the best sales executives in the world as a whole. We are trained well. In terms of personality, I don't know how many other industries could put up with a lot of the criticism and the knockbacks that we get. Mm-hmm. But in terms of also the cutthroat environment that we've had to, you know, come through with and come out the other side. And, you know, those people that have been in the industry for 3-6 months, they've started out through that Greenpeace stage and they're sort of half making it up the hill again. So they're coming out with that. But one thing that has really let the car sales industry down, and that's being able to produce their own leads. So many times, you know, I used to manage a team of sales guys and I'd walk into a sales room, I'd walk into an office and we'd have a sales meeting and it'd be like, righto guys, you'd hear it all the time, who are we selling cars to today? And I don't know, whoever comes in. Well, how are we going to make them come in? How are you going to be self-generating? And that's the big thing, is that when that bus doesn't turn up out the front full of clients that want to buy 100 vehicles, how are you self-generating to bring people in, or you go to them to sell the car? So, and that there is the number one thing that I think has let the automotive industry down. And, you know, we're awesome sales guys. Like, we could probably excel in any profession in terms of sales. But mixed with lead generation and being able to market ourselves as the authority and then being able to have the skills and tools to bring in the leads, that's another level. That's a complete another level.
That is exactly right. And that's what's so funny is everything you say, and it's exactly the same here, anywhere, Europe, like you said.
Yep.
Exactly that. Salespeople have the same tendencies at there, here, everywhere, folks, it's not just here. You got to understand that salespeople, they tend to fall into a trap. So you know when you have a good, when a guy can go out there, market himself, learn how to do that, get onto social media, use all the tools, you be able to use a lead, right? Pick up a phone and call somebody, right? When they can do all these things, that is something that is almost rare these days. Now, like you said, in the car business, there's some really great closers out there. I mean, there's some people out there that you get somebody in front of them, like they're magic. You know, they just do stuff that just makes you could just sit there and just go, wow, that's just amazing. You know, and I've seen it, I've done it. You've seen it, you've done it. We've all done this, right? And we love this job, and it's a really cool thing to do. But I've seen people who can do the best closing in the world, look the best, do all this, but they have completely lost it when it came to social media. Lost it when it came to generating their own leads and doing it that way. I mean, it's a crazy thing. When the lot traffic slowed down, that they completely just fell apart. You know, so
it's a way of, yes, times have changed, but it's also a way that, you know, the successful, and I call it old school guys, like the successful old school guys, and I probably, and you guys are probably the same, is that we're a mix of both, you know what I mean? We've got the hardened sales from the previous guys that we used to work with and started out with, and then now we're learning the new skills that the younger guys are bringing in, and we're sort of that merge. We're that in-between ones that can leverage both. The older guys, they used to sort of do their own marketing. You know, they used to go down to the pub or they used to go down to the bar, and that was their way of networking. You know what I mean? They were still doing the basic things in terms of writing Christmas cards out, putting them in their bottom desk. And I can tell you now, I've done it. And I used to do it. As they sell a car, they'd write a Christmas card out at the exact same time, put it in their bottom desk, and then by the end of the year, they'd just bring out the box and then mail them all out. Now with social media and the way marketing works is that you can amplify that. You can reach people that you've never reached before that aren't down at the bar, that haven't come in before, that you've never sold a car to Arnie Mavis that doesn't know you from down the road. It's a new way of networking, but it has the same effect and the same sort of results, but you can just amplify them. You can go viral. And if people got their head around leveraging it, but having the same type of values that has always been there and not be scared of it, the success is just going to go through the roof.
I believe that the car business made some incredible people that were ninjas.
Yep.
Inside of closing, inside of selling, inside of demonstrating, inside of all, just like you were saying, that is so key. And there's also this part where we've been impeded by still being a business that leaned on not having to learn the marketing. We would kick our feet and say, man, we don't get no lot traffic here. We would say, man, this mailer isn't working. Man, our advertisement isn't right. If the man would just spring for a little bit more leads, if the man would just, we would kick so much negativity around because somebody wasn't putting the right cars in the paper because they weren't generating enough leads for us. Just put somebody on the lot and I'll sell somebody, right? Instead of saying, I mean, it was the people that were saying, no, I'm going to have to go meet new people. I'm going to have to go stand in a line someplace, have to strike up a conversation. I'm going to have to go join a club. I'm going to have to go create my own flyers. I'm going to have to go do my own mail. I'm going to have to do whatever it takes, right? Just like you're saying, I'm going to have to create the cards. And that's the weird guy in the room for the little while. But I believe that he was still maybe the 30-40% of the car guys that would be in any showroom, that would do that bit extra, that would be the top guys, that would max out their pay plan, that would drive the right cars, be the one that everybody wants to be, right? The ones that are always competing. There's only a few people that are doing that little extra. Well, social media has put it to where anybody can do those things just by going boom, 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 done. And we're done.
So factual.
You know?
It's
so crazy what's happening.
But like what Michael said a moment ago, it amplifies it. It really does.
Yes.
It, your pond that you're fishing in becomes a lake, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And now you have way more opportunity. You have way more chances. And then that's what's so crazy is that it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But people don't use that to the fullest. People just kind of dabble sometimes.
Yes.
You shouldn't be dabbling. You should always do, right? So if you got to commit to something, have consistency. And that's something that I know that Michael can teach you guys, show you guys how to do, because he's been doing it for a very long time at a very high level.
So he's doing.
And I love that. So question number five for you tonight, Michael, and this question, it It comes from what we were just talking about. It's all that type of stuff. You're out there. You're looking. You've got clients, mostly car people now. You've started up, but you do a little bit of everything, and I know you do. You're just about solving people's problems, helping them get onto that digital thing, doing all this stuff. Out of all the years of the years of being a general sales manager at a dealership, with one of the biggest auto groups in your area, period, you know, killing it, doing your thing. I'm sure you were doing great numbers while you were there. Obviously, at age 22, that's a fast tracker, like we mentioned earlier. Yeah. But at all this time, your whole life, what's been the greatest reward that you've ever had? Like, what's the one thing that you revel in? That's something that makes you happy when you think about this. I've done all this because, and I got this. You know, what is that thing?
It's back to probably the first question, the YARCs, and it's about the purpose. And it's in the first couple of months of jumping out and starting your own business, you know, earning a very good six-figure income a year, and being paid really well and being secure in my job, and then taking the leap of faith and everything is on me, to still have that same, you know, purpose and end goal to make sure that, you know, it's all done down the track and everything's looked after. And my biggest thing so far is being able to look and be happy that it's going to work, you know what I mean? And that it is, you know, I've created something that will last the foreseeable future at least, and will be able to do everything that I want it to do, not just for myself, but for the family as well. On the back of that, the only reason that is possible is being able to and being completely driven to embed ourselves within our client's business and emotionally invest in getting them results.
Yeah. I love that. And you're doing a great job. And I'm so excited that you came here today, did this five-liner with us. Whole lot of fun. It was really nice to get to know you. I love your story. I love how you came up in the business. I actually kind of, you know, not to lie to you, I actually knew a lot of that because I read your backstory, right? I went on. That's another beautiful thing about social media, people. You can go look at people's profiles.
Check it out.
I'm very intrigued about what you've done. Your story is very similar to Lou and I's story, and our paths are going in very similar directions. So it's really nice to see somebody who does that. For me, it's nice to hear what you've done, that you rolled the dice, and those dice hit exactly the number you needed to hit, right? So I'm so glad that's happening for you. I know that your future is bright. It is what you see. If you see it, like I love what you mentioned earlier. You said you wrote down a number that you had to make. You wrote that down because when you write it down, it becomes real. When you write something, when you just talk about it, it does. It's just a talk. But when you start writing stuff down, folks, and that's a note that I want you guys to take from him. There's a lot of notes that you guys, I'm sure you guys could have wrote down tonight.
Did there. I see what you did there.
But that note I want you to take is that write your stuff down. And when you write down your goals and you write down your dreams, it becomes reality when you look at it every single day, when you walk towards it every single day. And he's doing that. He is an example of that. Folks, take chances. Understand when you have something that the world needs, give it to them. Don't hold it back, because the only person you're hurting the world, not just yourself. Mm-hmm. You're hurting the world if you're not giving people what they need, especially when you have something that could be everlasting and leave a beautiful legacy behind. This way everybody in the future generation can have. And that's something that Michael Dooley's trying to do for you folks. Make sure you guys get a hold of him. We've been dropping his stuff. You got his website down here. We got pinnacleonlinemarketing.net.
That's right.
We got his email address on here somewhere. Came up. I'll pop it back up here in a second.
But just find me and just connect.
Just connect. I just recently connected with you on LinkedIn. I've been on LinkedIn forever. I was like, you know what? Let me see if he's on. He is. Click. So I'm glad that we're connecting.
The one that I'm probably not on too much is TikTok, but my partner, oh, wow. She put a video of me playing with a baby wombat not long ago. I tell you what, it went from, you know, she's getting 600 views on a video. Me playing with a baby wombat, I think last count is 2.5 million. It is insane.
Wow, that is, it's viral. Oh my God.
Viral. Yeah. So that's probably the only platform that I don't really focus on. I should, but.
You know, you should.
I'm
kind of dabbling in some TikTok. We've been doing it. We've done a few videos, but I post pretty much everything I do on a TikTok because that's the future. You mentioned earlier, folks, and I'm sure you heard them, we have to look at the future customers. You mentioned 6 to 8 months, but you also want to look at 5 years from now, especially if you plan on being in business that long, folks. And if you are, understand the generation is coming up. It's a whole new one.
Yes.
Be ready for them.
Yes.
They love TikTok. This whole coronavirus has proven TikTok is huge. It's proven it because everyone and their mama and their grandma and their great-grandma got on TikTok and shake their booty a couple times.
Right.
I've seen it. You all have seen it.
It can get weird, too. So
it can get weird sometimes. But it's a beautiful platform. It's a way for people to be able to share the way they are, be who they want to be, and have fun. You know, there's nothing better than dancing a little bit to get that energy out of you, to get that good feeling going. It's hard to not smile when you dance. You can sit there and start,
it's,
you know,
so hard not to smile.
Look serious, and eventually you're like, all right.
You gotta be a B-boy.
You know, you can't help it, but... Michael, I think that it was not just the video, but it's your cool hair.
Yeah. He's got the good hair.
He's got the Look at that.
Check that out.
You do, man. I've seen pictures like what you posted in the past, and I remember always, like, that guy's got good hair. So, anyway. So
I can't take credit. I don't cut it. It's a barber.
Yeah. Well, my friend.
Guys, gals, and all you solutionaries out there, just we were so pumped up to be able to have this opportunity to be with Michael. We want to make sure that we jump to the fresh news session. You have enjoyed a five-liner with an incredible solutionary that is doing some really, really great things. And if you want some of the solutions that he brewed, get you some. Listen to this. Go back. Rewind. Share this with a friend. Tag a car guy. Tag a car gal. He has solutions for you for your business, and he can cross them across the continent for you. He can use the power that we're using right now to be connected in the future to now and making solutions happen.
He knows the future, folks.
There's no excuses. There's no excuses.
It's great.
I know that the future is going to be good because he's already there, and he's coming with that.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Looks sunny,
Cargals. Man, thank you so much for joining us on this five-liner.